This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Appreciation again to B. Scott for chilling with us for the last hour. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610.
I like the Friday hit.
It is fun.
It's going to be real good during the season.
Oh, yeah. During the season, it'll be great. We'll be gearing up for a football game with B. Scott in the 11 o'clock hour. Man, that's going to be really great. So make sure you keep it locked for that. The 2024 rewatch rolls on for me as I continually watch more of the games from last year, hoping to see just remind myself and you about some of the things that we saw with this team last year, and hopefully spin forward some thoughts into the 2025 season that is going to really, we're going to move even faster towards as we get into training camp next week. Feels good to say that. But week 10, Detroit Lions came to NRG Stadium for a Sunday night football extravaganza. What do you recall from this one?
I recall being as upset as I've ever been upset after a Texans loss. This was a no-excuse game, no excuse to lose that game. And I know you're going to get into the particulars, but just in general, five picks
in this one.
You don't lose that game, man.
Yeah.
You don't lose that game.
And let's talk about what happened. Mm-hmm. First, interception one was very early, in fact. A simulated pressure with a cornerback blitz. Jalen Petrie getting his hands on the football. Jimmy breaking hard to cover the flat already. And then he just gets to the football. It's really fun to get that going. And, yeah, one of the things that was a common portion all the way across on a day where Jared Goff wasn't particularly good was pressure. For him in particular, Jared Goff is a very weird dude. Like, pressure in general, when I say a quarterback is worse under pressure, of course, no duh. Mm-hmm. Him in particular, he becomes one of the worst quarterbacks in the league under pressure. And the Texans put him under pressure constantly, as evidenced by, I think, four of the five, by my estimation, were pressure-related to where he's throwing the ball in a bad place. And then you're getting, like, Kamari Lassiter contorting his body, or, you know, Jalen Petrie getting his hands on a football and then allowing an interception to happen. So the Texans defense did great in that way. In addition to that, you had a delay of game at one point by the Lions just because the building was so damn loud. And there was a lot of Detroit Lions that came down. They travel well, but I was still thinking about, man, why did quarterbacks play so poorly in the stadium last year? And I had to give credit. Like, you could hear it on the Sunday Night Football NBC broadcast. The energy in the building, it was electric. And I'm looking so much forward to this year. Hopefully that effect of in the home, you know, at NRG Stadium, quarterbacks come in and we can expect that there is like a, what is the reverse of a multiplier or whatever in that building for the opposing quarterbacks. I think that'll also be something that I'm excited to see continue.
And I think you're onto something there. You know, this is a franchise that traditionally has had a hard time getting their own fans to the game, and especially on, you know, big type games like this. Detroit took over the stadium. They were not alone. I mean, it's happened a lot. But that, if that reverses a little more, and I don't know if it will, but if that reverses a little more, then that noise that you're talking about makes a bigger difference.
By the way, the delay of game in that first quarter as well. Not to say that they were the stands were full up to start, because I vividly remember seeing a whole bunch of Honolulu blue.
Yeah.
But at the very least, you got in there and you were loud relatively early into that game. That was very good. There was one of these instances where Azeez in the first quarter makes a huge kind of wrap that allows Jalen Petrie to come up and rally. It's like 3rd and 15, mm-hmm. ball's thrown short in the sticks. The idea is to see if they can rally towards getting a first down. And this is Azeez returning from injury, mm-hmm. and he makes a huge play. And I'm like, with all due respect to Neville Hewitt, respect to Hanson, Jake Hanson, I don't think they make that play. And why it's important is, yeah, you say 3rd and 15, and he makes a stop at like, ultimately the tackle happens 6 yards short of the sticks. The Detroit Lions are a team that's willing to go for
all
it on
the
fourth
time.
Down. Yeah. And so that is going to be, the tackling is going to be something that's going to matter a good amount. But I made note of it because I feel much better about that this season, because you won't have to do the thing where you lean on a Neville Hewitt because he's further down the depth chart. Now you have the likes of EJ Speed, and then we, again, come back to the question that I think I'm going to be very intrigued on during training camp is Christian Harris a real thing for the, like, is he real for mm-hmm. this team this year? Because the theory of Christian Harris is a really fun one. He got honorable mention mm-hmm. in the top 10 linebackers, off-ball linebackers in the NFL, ESPN, and Jeremy Fowler has done. If he's real, that makes this even more fun, this linebacking core, and I don't think that I see a whole bunch of weakness in what they can do.
No, I think that's a good thing to get out of this game, despite the outcome, just to hone in on what the linebackers may or may not be. They certainly seem to be, they'll be better.
Some other things that I noticed in looking at this, there were some good plays by Bobby Slowick. It just felt like, even when you had a few good plays called, mm-hmm. there was then also a very annoying one that comes. And that was, it was a very start and stop nature for the entirety of this game, really on both sides of the football. Mm-hmm. That's how you end up with 5 turnovers and still don't really make a lot of them.
Right.
You turn the football over and then, you know, aren't able to go and score or go and turn the football back over. That happened a good amount. One of those instances.
How much was that just in general? Because I'm trying to remember exactly where they, you know, you get 5 turnovers, but they didn't capitalize into touchdowns.
I
just thought you might have known that off
top. I should have actually done the, gone back and looked at exactly how many of those mm-hmm. turnovers then led to you not particularly scoring. But there was an instance where you had mm-hmm. a play where you have a really good use of motion to free up, he used motion with the wide receiver, and then it's just basic spacing where, you know, you have all your receivers go and do like a little hook, gets the ball to Hutchinson for a first down. I mean, you pick up like 8 yards there, and it's beautiful. Like, it's just a well-called play. And immediately after that, you run a toss.
Mm-hmm.
And with this, the way that the Lions had been kind of working your offensive line to some degree, and Mechie is trying, admittedly hard, mm-hmm. to pin down a defensive end, Josh Pascal, who is 6'3 and 274 pounds, and he is the guy that blows up your toss play, because of course he does.
Yeah.
And I think those are the things that I'm looking forward to. Can the play sequencing be significantly better with Kaylee, where not only is it that, hey, we can make some good play calls, but do these play calls stack and you have enough good play call after good play call so you can actually build drives and capitalize in the ways that, because the offense was good enough to like go and score a number of times, especially in the first half, the second half, ooh, we could talk about that. But there was also a lot of meat left on the bone early where you should have put up, I mean, the game should have been out of reach for the Detroit Lions to even try and make a comeback.
And not only that, but also, you know, the concepts of what Nick Kaylee can bring. Because look, in the NFL, there are going to be games, there are going to be plays where the wide receiver has to do something like that. But you just don't want a heavy dose of putting it all on a wide receiver or putting it all on a tight end, et cetera.
Mechie was playing really well in this game.
He had a good game, didn't he?
He had a great game in my estimation. I'm sorry. This was one of those things that maybe this is the Kool-Aid that I'm drinking right now that mm-hmm. made me think, okay, maybe I'm not giving Mechie enough of a chance in this mm-hmm. wide receiver battle. I'm sure there's someone saying, I don't give a damn. That's fair. And I still have more of the season to watch. But there was a lot of getting himself into good spaces. And there's a particular play at the end of near the end of the second half, which is an incredibly well-run route.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have, obviously, CJ climbs the ladder. Or no, actually, I'm talking about Mechie in my notes here. He climbs the ladder, goes up, grabs the ball, brings it down through contact. These are all things that are inherent to like the way that he plays, not the scheme, not CJ putting the ball there. Mm-hmm. He has the capabilities. We know that. I'm interested to see if some, again, one of the things I keep coming back to with the system is how does it affect the individuals, especially we know Nico is going to be able to outplay any system, Mixon able to outplay any system. What happens, and can Mechie be a guy that that gains advantage from a system that's more better situated for the players in it?
Yeah, no, Mechie, I kind of look at Mechie in a different way for a different reason, I should say, like some of these Astros pitchers. I'll believe it when I see it.
Fair enough.
You know, I'll believe it when I see it. But no, I don't think your assessment there is wrong. You know, maybe the system, we're talking about how the system might help the offensive line, how the system might help the tight ends. Hell, maybe the system's going to help these wide receivers the same way. I don't think you're wrong, but I'm going to believe it when I see it.
All right, this is where I raise my hand and I apologize to all of the listeners in a particular, and for a particular player, Eric Murray. This was a rough Eric Murray game. Like, there was a lot of times where a big play happens, and who's that free safety? Okay.
Yeah.
That's Eric Murray. There was also an... I did feel like that. And mind you, there's one that's a big play, one that's a big play touchdown, and it's the same play going the other way. And he bites on the same thing, and he gets his eyes maybe just on the wrong thing where maybe he's watching the offensive line who is, you know, running, who's, you know, operating an outside zone concept, even though Jared Goff has pulled on the play action, is booting the other way.
Yeah.
And so now as the free safety, single high, he's flowing to the wrong direction. Now Sam Laporta's going the other way, and boom, easy pitch and catch, touchdown. But I could not, like, that one made me sick, and so... Yes. And so in that moment, I was like, good riddance. And more importantly, obviously, like I joke, but more importantly, I don't feel like you're going to have a game like that, especially a big game like that, where the likes of C.J. Gardner-Johnson or Kalen Bullock are going to put you in that place.
Yeah, that is a really good observation from last year's rewatch and what you're going to see this year. Because, you know, not only C.J. Gardner-Johnson, Kalen Bullock is gone. They've drafted another receiver, safety in Jalen Reed. Jimmy Ward is still around, we think. We'll see. But, no, that's one where you have to feel a little bit better. That's why they made these acquisitions.
Absolutely. Yeah. 100%. A little bit more for the offense. There was a 3rd-and-10 run in the second quarter that's blown up by Alim McNeil. Alim McNeil was all over this one. He's a very good defensive tackle. Defensive tackle, by the way. As I think we know now, seeing him, but like he was very good all the way up and down. So I don't want to bang on the offensive lineman for this game particularly, because it's blowing up. Alim McNeil, he just beats Juice, and Juice is not big and strong enough to maintain a block on him. He gets to the block, he just can't maintain on Alim. He sheds it and just eats up Mixon in the backfield. Two plays earlier, Alim blows it up as well, and that was Tunsil trying to down block. He's very strong, but that got me to the point. Like, there's teams with really strong defensive tackles.
We've talked about it yesterday. Not just ends, it's going to be, you know, defensive fronts that they're facing are going to be tough. Again, though, is the concept going to be better for them to be able to make those blocks in terms of, rather than having to step outside or step one direction, even on run plays, obviously, with the scheme that Slowick had. But I got that guy, and I got help from either the other guard or the fullback or, you know, whatever it may be. Does the concept make that a little easier to manipulate?
Well, my question was, is this iteration of the offensive line strong enough, and maybe like strong enough in technique as well to muscle up versus the best in the league? Because there's going to be instances where you're just going to have to try and muscle up against a dude who is a freak. In this instance, it's McNeil.
But if you know you're blocking him rather than having to step and find a player.
Well, there's these plays here. Yeah. I understand what you're saying. There were some instances with the zone blocking where you're just trying to find a guy and he's able to kind of play offense in a way because he has the aggressive nature where you're kind of playing on the back foot. Mm-hmm. Hopefully that's likely not going to be the same from what we're hearing about the Nick Caley offense. The thing then that I asked, though, is,
are you good enough? Are you good enough?
I'm willing to buy the hype of, we're going to, do the right things and be in the right places and know our assignments. This is a larger subset of actual guys on the offensive line, so hopefully that helps with the strength, but a decent amount of transferring that power is making sure your technique is on point, making sure that you actually have the physical strength to do it.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that they don't, but that's going to be a big question for me is not just, are they getting all this together? Are they hand in glove? Because I think that has been an issue. The difference of, are they good enough or are they going to be an even better offensive line is that one. Are
we'll
they
be there Wednesday? We're going to start to find out.
Yeah, that one got me. Aaron Glenn was really clever in this. And I mean, obviously we knew that about him as a defensive coordinator, but I mean, he wasn't rigid. I mean, he was very fluid in making moves defensively and play calling versus the offense that Slowick runs that's very rigid. And that there was like the first possession in like late in the second quarter that the Texans didn't score. But I think I was wrong about the week prior being the milestone where CJ kind of was feeling pressure even when he wasn't feeling his pressure because he was phenomenal in this game.
Well, he had two picks, though.
He did have two picks.
Yeah.
But, like, he managed the pocket really well. He was throwing into windows with anticipation. And, you know, whenever he had just any level of time. And he also dimed up Dalton Schultz on, like, a corner route. Mm-hmm. Dalton was fine, pretty fine in this game. I'm super excited for CJ year three.
Yeah, sure. And I am, too. You mentioned the Aaron Glenn, though, and it got me thinking about this. This was the game. I just looked at the box score to make sure. One thing Aaron Glenn did do is like, hey, Joe Mixon, you ain't going to beat us today. You know, he balled up on Joe Mixon. In fact, I think he only had, and here it is, 46 yards on 25 carries, 1.8 yard average.
Going to be good that this team is like they're geared towards running the football. Or at least that's what we've heard from the Texans, because the gashes started happening for the Lions late in the game as the defense wore down with the body blows of the way that the Lions run the football. And, you know, I mean, this is a 23-20 game, then a 23-23 game. And, I mean, you get towards the end and CJ, 23-20, CJ's just making stuff happen. And then you remember, you get in the red zone and then you get the Titus strip sack, which is, you know, I actually give Titus a little bit more love. I think I think folks were harsh on him. Both tackles and Pascal beats Titus back around, and CJ, as he's trying to escape, knowing that both his tackles got beat, there's guys behind him, tries to escape to his left and forward, and the tackle for the defensive end from the right side is looped around and is now in front of him on the left side, and that's where he's kind of falling back into Titus. Titus trying to hold him up, pulls the football out. Less about the football holding up, but I think the big thing for me is both of your tackles, Laremy Tunsil and Titus Howard, can't get beat in that situation. And that is something that, how comfortable are you about your tackles going into this year?
Back to your other point, how good are they? Are they good enough?
Yeah, but the real thing about this that I also wanted to talk about with that is it was just always something in this game. And I would very much love to shed that, because if it's not always something, if it's just, hey, a few times it's something, they beat the Detroit Lions handily in this game, and it's a different year entirely, I think. That was the particular, it's always something of this team is why your offense wasn't able to be what you needed it to be. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into our lunchtime confessions as we always do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margo Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Next.
All right, boys. You know, people like to say low key. Sometimes they use it incorrectly. And I don't think this is low key for me anymore. I think one of my favorite things in all of sports is morning sports on TV. You guys,
that's your low key favorite thing.
It's not even low key anymore. It's just one of my favorite things. Whether it's, you know, when the Olympics are in another country, a lot of times you can turn on TV and watch, you know, whatever, or
Wimbledon.
Yeah,
that's the best right there.
The Premier League, NFL football when it's on in the mornings.
That's the one I don't get with.
And British Open.
Really?
Yeah. For morning.
Waking up at 9 o'clock and the game is going.
Isn't it the best?
I hate it. And maybe, you know what it is? I think I know what it is. I think it's because this ain't by itself.
Mm-hmm.
This is just another window, right? So we already got three football windows on a Sunday. I know I'm going to be watching that noon slate. I'm going to be watching that late afternoon slate. And I'm going to be watching the Sunday night football.
But that's the point. You're
adding a fourth one?
Yes.
How do y'all got the stamina for all that?
I don't, but I just, you got to, you know, you forge on, forge through. But I woke up this morning, I'm watching Rory, man. I'm doing stuff on my laptop in my office. Usually I watch, you know, Payne and Pendergast on YouTube. Screw that. I'm watching the British Open.
You can't do both?
Well, not in my office. I only have the one.
Yeah, I forget. You got the Reggie set up.
Yeah, not in my office.
See, this is why you should. Because at all times you should be watching Payne and Pendergast.
I'm talking 7 in the morning. Morning sports on TV. It's not even low key anymore, right? It's just great.
Gosh.
I think it's good.
Yeah. It's just great.
These TV corporations love you in particular. They're like, oh, we could put live sports on in the morning too?
Quit thinking about the big picture and morals and capitalism and all that stuff.
How could I not always think about capitalism?
Just enjoy the British Open in this case. I mentioned some other examples. Is on when you're drinking your coffee.
Oh, you know me. I'm a sports sicko. Like, if there's sports on, I'm usually going to watch. So the opportunity to put on, like, legitimately, it's weird that the only one is football in the morning, but it's because I immediately already get fatigued. Like, damn, I'm going to be up
midnight.
Yeah, I was
about to say, you like the other football in the morning.
But that one's done by, like, one.
Okay, what's your point?
Man, and you know what it is? It's like the weekends during the fall. And I guess this is a part, well, I guess let me go ahead and get to my confession here. I am super excited for football, and the second foot just dropped on that, which is
shoe.
I mean, the shoe is on the foot, ain't it?
No,
the second foot.
the foot falls, right? Like the foot falls with the shoe, right?
The shoe drops.
So the shoe drops by itself.
Do we keep the foot up all that time?
That's what I'm trying to understand the situation.
The shoe drops by itself.
By itself.
By itself. The second foot drop. What are you, an amputee? What are you? Going on.
Don't laugh at amputees right now. But anyways, I think the
I
other
got
shoe,
what you were saying.
Thank you.
He being well, actually.
I should talk better, but I appreciate you understanding what I'm saying. No, is that, man, I'm excited for football to come back. And what that means is my weekends are gone. I am the sicko that starting at noon on a Sunday, I am in front of a TV until 11:30. Mm. And then on Saturday, the day before, starting at 11, and that's generous because if I have not watched any of College Game Day, right, I am going to be watching from 11 all the way till maybe midnight because then, you know, West Coast games are, although those have become a little bit, actually more interesting because now those are possibly Big Ten games that I feel interested and intrigued to watching. I am already tired. Like, I'm already mentally tired just thinking about it. I'm excited for it, but I'm already tired.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that first week gonna get you though.
Yeah.
Probably that first week or two.
Oh, for sure.
Because it got me when I got the Thursday night football. Mm-hmm. Like after the first week and then this the normal Thursday night football, I was falling asleep in the game. I'm like, man.
What do you have? Like a month of honeydews? Maybe not even that if you're watching preseason. You got a month of honeydews to get done. That's it.
That's the ultimate PSA out of this. Mm-hmm. Hey, get it done because here once September gets going for real.
Yeah.
Those weekends, you're not. If you want to be able to do this right, and if you don't want to miss stuff that you actually want to see,
you want to
make sure that the significant other is placated.
Here's the thing, though, you're gonna miss it as soon as it's gone. So just Forge through.
Oh, I'm not worried about being tired. I think the tired becomes an issue probably for me around like Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. When I'm like, all right, now I'm starting to trudge through it a little bit.
Yeah.
But the adrenaline of it all, mm-hmm. the high of it, oh, that'll carry me through the fatigue. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That'll do it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So I think it was the other day I heard Clint talking about the his issues with the electric cars.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
and I gotta confess, I've been on a bandwagon of wanting an electric car, mm-hmm. Tesla or one of the like a Rivian or whatever.
Rivian.
Mm-hmm. I say Rivian. That's old school. But the Rivian and all that stuff. Man, he kind of talking me out of it now, man. The way he was talking about how awful it was and how bad of an experience mm-hmm. it was having that car, I'm kind of getting talked out of it where I kind of don't want an electric
car
anymore,
man.
Like, I really
reduce your footprint.
Maybe
man.
I do want to ask
shoe
him.
Print. Those can be used interchangeably. I'm
drop
pretty
your
sure.
Foot.
Yeah.
I do want to ask him what his major issues was with this, because I know a lot of people don't feel comfortable with an electric car because it's not gas, mm-hmm. and they feel more comfortable being ran by the gas car and all that other stuff. Mm-hmm. But I do wonder what was the real issue with that, because I know a couple people with electric cars and they mm-hmm. don't really have those type of issues.
Yeah, I know a couple people that love them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, but just listening to him, mm-hmm. I'm just like, man, maybe I should just stick to the rivers and the lakes that I'm used to, man, and not try to go that route.
Hey, Lopez, mm-hmm. first of all, welcome to the sidebar. I don't know if we've done this before. real quick sidebar.
Mm-hmm.
Figure out electric car money.
You know, it's not as bad as it used to be.
Really?
Yeah, it's not
okay,
as bad.
Okay, that's good.
And aren't there incentives, you know, as well when you get an electric car?
I don't know how to answer this. I don't want to answer this going into political space. I don't know if those incentives still exist.
Well, they've existed through both parties, you know, regimes.
I don't know if those still exist now.
Well,
and then
true.
We get into particular legislation that I don't want to do.
I will say I cannot afford a Rivian.
Yeah.
So that's off the tape. That's like a mm-hmm. that would be up there with the dream cars.
Yeah.
Also, how much of this is user error with all due respect to our guy?
Yes.
Because I do wonder, is Clint the type of dude that's like, I know my car when the light comes up on E? Because
yeah.
I feel like that might be affecting him more mm-hmm. than this. Or maybe it's not. Like, maybe it is the car is just a POS. I'm not trying to say that.
Yeah.
But Clint does strike me as the dude who's like, oh, it's still gas in there. I got 30 miles.
Well, he is that guy, and he goes 50 miles and runs out of gas. to hear it spoke. I'm an advocate, and forget politics. People make everything political. I just think reducing your footprint, man. Little, you know, do your little part. That's all I say.
Someone said you need a home charger. You need to be a grown up. Okay. Someone said technology is not good enough here for electric cars. It's another text. Someone said on the YouTube page, hybrids are the way, Figgy. Full EVs are not the way.
I thought about that too.
Jan has a hybrid.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, she likes it a lot.
Good on gas and all that stuff.
Great on gas.
48 miles? Yeah. Something like that?
Mm.
I was kind of hoping we'd run out of time before I got to my second confession. But
I mean,
but here we are.
Okay.
I'm getting a little irritated.
Well, what?
My bad. I didn't mean to do that to you.
It is you. It is you. It is you too.
What? Oh, Figgy too.
Uh-oh.
I'm getting a little irritated.
Why are you being so sensitive, man?
It's not. I think it's reasonable. Why are you guys always taking my wife's side?
Because she's right. What you mean?
Why are you guys always taking my wife's side? On Pillowgate, you took her side.
That one I will defend, Stan. I think she was right.
She even made you guys like breakfast muffins because you had her side. And then this morning, I forgot my cold brew. Because she dropped me off because we're leaving straight from here.
Welcome to the party.
And y'all are like, why is she doing that for you? What do you mean, why is she doing that
for me? No. That's not what was said. See, I will defend myself here because I did not attack you in that way. I attacked you in a different way. What I said was, man, like, I don't understand why she does that, all things considered, because you be out here acting up, brother, at least. And here's the thing. I think that you intentionally just tell us the parts that make you sound like you be treating her bad because it's funny, and I appreciate you for that. However, that's all I have to go off of, and I'm like, Jan, you ain't got to do all that. You ain't got to do all that.
Why are you taking her side all the time?
Yeah, I just be feeling like Lopez be up to something. Like, wait a minute. Like, we call him Slick for a reason. So I'm like, oh, she dropping you off? Yeah. Like, what you being Slick for, man? What you doing? Like, she never drop you off
here. She never drops me off. She did today.
And she getting and you she a cold brew?
She turned around and got me
my
cold brew.
Yeah, man. Like, what's going on here, man? Yeah. What you being slick about?
That's what happens when you properly lay the pipe.
Yeah.
I didn't know that you did plumbing. Because clearly, anyways. Do you need, I feel like for Christmas, my gift to Lopez is going to be I'll take your side card. And he can just like cash that in at some point. Because it feels like I didn't realize that this was an issue for you.
You're so sensitive, man.
That's not sensitive. That's just reasonable opinion based on what you guys have truly done.
Yeah, she was right, though. What you mean?
I think he wants us to just go, what is the old saying that I don't even know how comfortable I am continuing to say it, bros before hoes? Like, I think that's where he wants to go with
that's,
this.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Eventually. It'll come back.
I would do that if I never met her. If I never met her, I would always take your side. But now that I met her,
she's a real person.
So nice. I'm like, man, nah, screw John.
If Clint had a mobile charger, he could have plugged it into the flip houses dryer plug. All right, guys.
Hey, some people, like, I hated electric cars, got one, and now everything else feels like a horse and buggy. No, there's some good ones out there,
okay,
man.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. So yeah, there's it's up and down, but there's a lot of people that are actually rocking with the electric vehicles.
I'm gonna have to think about it a little more.
Okay. All right. You're doing that now as with the car search? Is that not
anytime soon, but I do eventually want to get.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, you really about to jump into the future right now? Okay.
Nah. Cool. Yeah.
All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Those are your lunchtime confessions presented by the Men's Clinic. Appreciate you guys hanging out with us. Coming up next, Lopez being, and some, maybe this is sometimes the reason why I don't take your side, because you've been doing stuff like this. We were all having fun laughing about...
It's probably not a good time for this segment.
That's right. Laughing about the CEO who got caught being an adulterer out here at the Coldplay concert. And you know what? Lopez, a man who notoriously hates stats, decided, you know what I need to do? Make cheating into sports. So we will give you the advanced metrics that Lopez has gotten on this situation and talk about more about it next. Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you hanging out with us on this Friday. Hope your Friday is going pretty well. Did not realize that the folks were that we were rolling so deep on EVs on listenership. Not a good or a bad thing inherently, just did not realize it. So a lot of people willing to give game to Fig. We appreciate you doing that. Get involved with the program all the time. 713-572-4.
I didn't realize that was going to get the people going like that, man.
You never know, man. You never know. But EVs, apparently, that gets the people going. Mm-hmm. So And never mind, I'm not going to say that. So how did you get to a point where you saw the fun that people were having on social media over the last couple of days, mm-hmm. Lopez, with this CEO out in Boston going to a Coldplay concert and being put up there on a kiss cam with a woman that he was caressing, locked in with? Did you notice that they had like fingers interlocked as well?
Oh yeah.
With this? They was all the way caressed and hugged up.
All up in there. Wasn't her stomach.
They were locked in.
It was up in there.
They were locked in. Yeah. Like they were tight in embrace.
Dang near diddly. Yeah.
I will say. All right.
That's a good word.
But I don't know that they were diddling, though. Like, I feel like there's barriers and stuff that are... Anyway.
No, it's not what you think. Diddling means they're just kind of like in there.
Does it?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not how I've heard that word used.
Yeah.
You with me, right, Fig?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm trying to stay away from the explicit, but I was like, that's not...
Anyways. Google it. Anyway, go ahead.
they had that situation happen. They pop up on the kiss cam.
Yeah.
And, oh boy, I don't know how he hit the elevator. Like, it looked like there was an escalator or elevator there,
dude,
in wherever they were, because he went beyond the barrier and just like completely went out of sight.
If it was like a high school bleacher, he would have been on the grass.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know
how he was trying to get underneath the stadium.
I don't know. He managed to get underneath there, and then old girl turns around embarrassed, mm-hmm. clearly. And this has been making the rounds on social media, numbers of tweets that are hilarious. But you decided to get to the numbers of this. I did not have to take you for the person that would go there.
Yeah, I went to the advanced stats route on this. By the way, did you guys go anywhere yesterday or have any conversation and this did not come up? Like everywhere. Everywhere I went yesterday and with everyone with whom I spoke, everyone talked about this.
Yeah, well, I didn't go anywhere. I mean, I ain't really go anywhere, but I always judge it based on my timeline. From Instagram, from Twitter, and even Facebook, because usually something that's going crazy on Twitter, people don't even know about it on Facebook.
Yeah.
But it was everywhere I looked.
It was everywhere. In fact, I went so far, and you raised an eyebrow, Figgy, when I say like just a pop culture story, not a sports story, not a political story, nothing like that. A pop culture story. I thought this has got to be one of the biggest, if not the biggest, pop culture story of the year so far. And so I kind of did, I kind of went into, you know.
The biggest pop culture story.
I mean, think about it.
Year.
I mean, not Diddy, right? I mean, because some people just didn't care. But this is like everywhere. Like, I'll give you some examples real quick before we get into some of this other stuff. The Newsweek, MSN, CNN, Fox News. I looked it up. Again, I was just kind of playing because I can't get enough of this story for some reason. All four of the major network, those major networks either led with this. I think it was, I forget which one. I mean, anyway, one of them led with it or featured this on their nightly news. This story.
Okay.
That's one thing.
Ultimately, actually, I think that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, ain't no if it bleeds, it leads on the day. God, yeah. Good job. Good job, America. Everybody was like, decided the criminals and what have you and the people that were might be inclined to do some level of robbery or whatever. Mm-hmm. Everybody looked up and was like, wait, that man cheated on his wife? And we all found... We found a level of unity and peace.
Yes.
We took a step towards the perfect society and all because old boy got caught cheating on the Summer Jam screen.
Yes. The New York Post, of course you're going to go there when a story like this happens. Front page headline, full page picture, 90 point or bigger headline that it only said Dumbotron. They're so good at this.
Dumbotron. Okay.
They're so good at this, the New York Post. Verified accounts. This is just a few that I went through. Sugarland, Space Cowboys.
What was the Space Cowboys
joke? I don't have it in front of me.
Come on.
Yeah, I seen a couple accounts joke on this.
ESPN reenacted it on SportsCenter. The Tampa Airport tweeted, take your girl to see Coldplay or her boss will. This is the airport in Florida. I'm presuming that Coldplay is going to be going down to Florida, whatever. All the verified accounts of you know, celebrities and such, travel sites have tweeted, like verified travel sites have tweeted about this. And I'm like, this is absolutely incredible. It is a worldwide phenomenon type story.
Do you feel like this might be an obvious answer, mm-hmm. but do you feel like this really helped Coldplay too? Because I wasn't even thinking about Coldplay.
Spell the name right
now. It just seemed like Coldplay is known, like, hey, Coldplay concert coming up. Take your girl or boss with that type. It's like that type of joke now.
Maybe if you're just going, hey, Coldplay is touring. I didn't realize they were touring, because I sincerely did not realize that they were touring.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. I haven't heard their name in a minute.
Yeah.
It seems like there are more people than I thought would be actually upset at Coldplay for putting people on the screens. With the Kiss Cam.
Oh, by the way, that statement is fake.
The idea that the Coldplay is not going to be doing a Kiss Cam no more?
No. The apparently there was one making the rounds.
They said the CEO made that a statement about it.
They made a statement, apologetic, and et cetera. And then he said, but yeah, you know, I didn't expect Coldplay to do this and put people up there on this. That's fake. But now let's get into some numbers here, because I was just like, this is absolutely incredible. So TikTok, as of this morning, I want to say it was about 8 o'clock. Reported more than 50 million views in a 24-hour span on this one video. Twitter, in a 24-hour span, again, as of this morning, the comments, not likes or retweets or whatever, comments numbered 370,000 on one of the original, I think it was a TikTok, somebody, whoever first posted it, on one tweet, 370,000 comments.
Damn.
Comments. The Facebook numbers I couldn't find because they seem to be inexact for some reason. I don't know why, like how many Facebook accounts are talking about this
sure,
or posting
yeah.
it. But you got to figure it's in the same realm. Like this is absolutely incredible.
So while we were looking for the things that would bring us together, right, mm-hmm. And nothing in politics or what have you, yeah. apparently it is Schadenfreude laughing at this one or these couple of individuals' particular transgression. And this is where now we go into the film portion of it. If we've made this sports, mm-hmm. let's go into film here and break down what went wrong and how you execute the play better. So Lopez, as the man who, and actually Figgy, both of y'all are married men. If you were to somehow find yourself in a situation where you were doing something like this, of course, neither of you would. You're a good, upstanding gentleman. But if you were in this situation, how do you avoid ending up on the Summer Jam screen in such a way? And becoming the apparent star of everybody else's comedic movie.
And if
of
I
this
did,
week.
If I did, I know you'd take her side. Anyway, okay. The number one thing, and again, we're not condoning or anything. I think the biggest reason this story has millions and millions and millions of views is it has all the elements. It's a person of power, a CEO of a major company. It has the juiciness of an affair, being outed, so to speak. It has the coworker. It has success. He's a millionaire, or at least I presume so. He runs a $1 billion company.
Which part of it is catches the most interest for you personally?
I think the fact that these are successful people.
So so the coworker.
Oh, for me personally, no. I'm talking about like why it has taken on the life that it has. It crosses into pop culture, of course, with Coldplay. I think the fact that it even become people have dug in, and even the woman who was kind of shading her face and halfway laughing, halfway embarrassed, also works there and was hired by the woman that was being diddled or whatever.
Stop using that word. You can't keep saying that. And we can't keep doing this if you're going to keep saying that.
It has every ingredient. To be juicy and take off like the way it has,
Yeah, and it has taken off. A lot of people were, I think one of the avenues of conversation is if they don't do the, like, if they don't recognize and see themselves on the Summer Jam screaming and immediately, the guy doesn't try and hide and the woman doesn't turn her face away to make it very clear, oh, something wrong is happening here. And Chris Martin can easily then make the joke that is wildly accurate. He thought he was just joking.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they must be having an affair up there. Lo and behold, yes. Yes, they were. So, like, what's the play here? Do you think it's the simple idea of play it cool, just act like y'all in a relationship and everything's fine? Y'all think that's how this goes?
I think that helps. I figure I'm interested in what you say. And a lot of people have said that. Again, the conversations I had yesterday, a lot of people, if they just had acted like nothing. Yes, I think to a certain degree it wouldn't have gotten this kind of run. But the bigger thing for me is how stupid do you have to be?
Correct.
Just to go to the concert. Like, you could run into a friend, you know, like just people do stupid things, man.
Were they in a suite? Because it looked kind of like they might be in a suite.
Yeah, it looked like a personal suite,
which is probably
or at least a personal area.
But you do got to walk in and walk out.
That's a good point.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, but you don't know how they came in. Mm-hmm. They could have drove separately.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe.
But it could have been just that little moment where he said, you know, let me put my arms around you and lock on, you know, lock hands type deal.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, if it was me, I probably would have, I wouldn't have leaned into it and, you know, this is my woman type deal. But I would have, we on the camera, and then maybe slowly just kind of drop her hand a little bit, just stand there.
Like, everybody has either reenacted it or, I mean, major accounts, as I just illustrated.
Yeah, you mentioned that the Space Cowboys, their account superimposed Big John, John Singleton on there saying they were happy he's back.
It's just, it's crazy, man. USA Swimming, the Olympic swimming, I saw them do it as well. That one just occurred to me. It's two swimmers, like, and it says something like, when the clock is out on practice, but your coach wants to do one more lap, and then, I mean, everybody is in on this. Everyone.
Somebody said, if they played it cool, worst case scenario is you get caught locally, not by the planet. Here's the problem, though. The local portion is still a big deal, because if it's as long as it just got to get back to the wifey, right? Like, it just has to get back to the wifey. Although I did see people, and this is the tough part, hypothesizing that, is this one of those, like, with how bold they were acting, this might be one of those, do what you want, just don't embarrass me.
And I kind of thought about that, because he is a CEO, and it's a reason, if he was like one of us, he probably wouldn't be all out in public like this. But a CEO, he probably doing all type of wild stuff anyway.
Yeah.
If this is the do what you want, don't embarrass me, then yes. Mm-hmm. Play it cool, and this just does not go off as an embarrassment that it actually is.
Yeah.
But I think getting caught locally is the issue. Why it's so dumb that he was acting like this out in public.
Yeah. I think the part that kind of make it worse is she was part of the HR team.
That's all the elements.
That's the part.
Yeah.
That's the part. It wasn't just like a regular 9-to-5 guy having an affair with another 9-to-5er.
Right.
It's the CEO, and this lady just got hired to the HR team.
Yeah, I think that's a big, big part of it. It's also something that everybody, you know, either someone in your family or you know, heaven forbid, you can relate to have, you know, be in that situation. Yeah. And it just has everything.
Yeah,
has
I will everything. Say they was a little bit dramatic with it, too, when they seen they was on that screen.
But it was sincere.
Yeah, it was sincere. But you would have thought you caught them naked the way they reacted.
That's
they
how
just,
they felt.
It was just like, like covering up.
How long before we get the, because, you know, like at the sporting event where they have the proposal and, you know, the person says no and we find out that actually those are actors.
This was real.
No. I think that this was real. How long before we had the reenactment with actors at a sporting event?
I think 100%. It's like,
this season, somewhere.
It's going to be a rollout.
Somebody
going to make it some type of rollout.
Oh, yeah, somebody else.
Because they do it anyway. I thought it was fake when I first saw it. Because you do it all the time with...
Yeah.
Yeah, the little kiss cam type deal.
But you wouldn't do it at a concert. That's a weird place to have the fake.
Somebody else said Halloween costumes. Galore.
Yes.
And then the last thing, and we mentioned this morning, either the woman, probably the woman who was cheating, the HR person, or the wife, podcast heaven. Just like Hawk to a Girl. Podcast heaven.
You went that way. I went the other way of like the, was it ABC anchors that were having affairs on their significant others and ultimately came together and had, they actually have a podcast in it is still going. Amy and TJ on IR. And from the 713, this is how they finish it. That's what you get for listening to Coldplay. Don't do that. Fox is fantastic. All right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, obviously a good thing that your Houston Rockets have gotten Kevin Durant signed up, traded. It's going to be great for this upcoming 2025-26 season. But is this possibly another huge thing that you avoided by making sure that you got to Kevin Durant? 713-572-4610. We'll talk about it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.